Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third. The third baseman, Vic Power. Batting fourth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Hal Woods Hick. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Hal Woods Hick. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Serve. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunter. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods Hick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Chiti and he is out, Lopez applying the tag. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. GT drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Colavito out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry GT is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. GT hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods Hickfields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Woods-Hick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods-Hick hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards first. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Carrasquel moves to second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris strikes out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 1 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods Hick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a pop-up in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive towards third. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry GT is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. GT is 0 for 1 in the game. GT hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby strikes out. 1 out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods Hick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Woods Hick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods Hick is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods Hick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maris. Avila reaches second base with a double. Woods Hick moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Vernon strikes out. 1 out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a fly ball towards left. Serve catches it and throws to home to double up Woods Hick. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 2 in the game. Maris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 2 in the game. Serve strikes out. 1 out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maris moves to second. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Lopez moves to second. 2 outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0 for 2 in the game. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri strikes out. One out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hunter fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Woods-Hick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods-Hick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woods-Hick strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-3 in the game. Serve hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog pinch runs for Bob Serve. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Smith reaches second base with a double. Herzog goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-for-3 in the game. Chiti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. Chiti moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-3 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods-Hick fields it and has Chiti trapped. There's the throw to Power, who throws to Hunter, who tags Chiti for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 3 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Whitey Herzog now playing left field. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herzog. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Billy Moran pinch runs for Mickey Vernon. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moran moves to third. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moran scores. Power moves to third. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Gary Geiger pinch runs for Russ Nixon. Tom Gorman now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Geiger moves to second. Dick Tomanek now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Dick Brown pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Brown now catching. Billy Moran now playing shortstop. Vic Power now playing first base. Billy Harrell now playing third base. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Mudcat Grant. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.